You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today for my weekly roundup. And man, what a big week it's been. Obviously, we got to do an election wrap up, talk about some of the races, the key races, state races, local, the federal races for Congress, for the Senate. Also, we'll talk about Carrie Lake's big win. Yeah, yesterday it's over. And I told you it was over on Wednesday morning. And she told you it was over as well. She declared victory there Wednesday morning. It just broke her way. So it'll be Carrie Lake versus Katie Hobbs coming up in the governor's election. And that's going to be a slugfest. I mean, this is going to be a tight race, and it's going to, the candidates couldn't be, the candidates couldn't be more different, right? And by the way, you'll hear from one of the candidates, and that's Carrie Lake. She'll be returning to the program on Monday's show. So please make sure you mark that on your calendar. I believe she's going to be on during the 4 o'clock hour, and we'll talk about her big win. And plus, what's the difference she'll share with you? There's big differences between her and Katie Hobbs, and how she plans to beat Katie Hobbs to make sure that we don't have extreme leftism here brought to Arizona. We'll hit on all that. I'll do a big election wrap-up here during the program. We've also got my top news picks of the week, including things like Speaker Pelosi going to Taiwan, Griner being sentenced to 9 years in Russia, among other things. I even have stuff on food production here and crops and crazy stuff that's going on over in the Netherlands, and, of course, some local issues as well. Also, Olivia will be by to tell you about our big giveaway. I want you to get involved with this. I mean, 2 tickets to see Alice Cooper. That is going to be a really cool concert coming up. Plus, she wants to share with you some comments from throughout the week and some new comments that you all have put in by email and through our big giveaway. We have a comment section on that. If you want to comment anytime, please do. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Plus, you can chime in anytime on the Just Wireless listener line, where you can leave your comments, and we try to sprinkle those in as best we can. If you leave a really good comment, really interesting comment, higher chances of it getting in. And most of your comments are interesting, so I appreciate all of them. Leave a comment at 877-971-3971. And thank you to Just Wireless for being a longtime sponsor here on the program. Get your smartphone repaired. I mean, learn how to make do with keeping things going in this economy. The jobs numbers came out, by the way, and showed better than expected job gains in the country. I'm surprised, but I think so many people have fallen off the jobless ranks and just have given up and are figuring out ways to maybe make do or live off the system or combination thereof and just aren't working anymore. There's jobs out there and the pay is quite high. So it's a weird economy. Technically, we're in a recession right now. 2 quarters of negative GDP growth, the gross domestic product, which is a broad measurement of, all the economic activity within the United States. That's dropped 2 quarters in a row. And normally that means recession. That's been the definition of a recession for a long, long time. But they're saying, no, the jobs are good. So the economy's good. So people got jobs, so there's no recession. And Wikipedia even went so far to lock a lot of people out from changing the definition and kind of the science, hashtag science, the science has settled on what a recession is. So Wikipedia just locks it out. You can't change that anymore, I guess, going forward. But the economy's not in a great shape. And I talked about this earlier in the week, despite what this Fed bank head in San Francisco of the Federal Reserve, San Francisco Federal Reserve said, who makes $420,000+ a year. She's like, inflation really doesn't impact me. I just substitute and, price increases doesn't impact me. Well, yeah, if you make $420,000, the inflation is probably not that big of a deal. But for average Americans, for a big chunk of America, I had a stat that came out this week, two-thirds of Americans, living paycheck to paycheck. And they're feeling it. And these politicians live in these palaces that just they don't feel it anymore. They're disconnected, especially the Washington D.C. crowd. The economy is not doing great. And I don't think what Senator Kyrsten Sinema has decided to do is going to make the economy any better or make any of your lives any better. Because Senator Sinema, our very own here in Arizona, Senator Sinema is a yes when it comes to what I would call the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. This is total 1984 newspeak garbage here. This thing is inflationary. And they have the nerve to call it the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Well, Senator Sinema, after Manchin finally said, after he was saying for months and months and months, I will not sign on to Build Back Better because it's going to be inflationary and we can't inject more money into the economy. Remember, they put $6+ trillion into the monetary system during the COVID hysterics. You know, everything that they caused through the lockdowns and don't go to work and we're just going to send you checks. $6 trillion was the number, but there's even more than that because they sent money to all different kinds of companies, did all kinds of bailouts. I've seen numbers over $9 trillion. More money was printed in that 2.5 year period than our entire country's history. I mean, it was ridiculous. They just bumped the money supply way up, right? So the money's floating around and it causes massive inflation. So what do? You spend more money? That's what the government's going to do. And then you call it the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. So what is this thing? It's a massive government spending bill, but it's like a skinny jeans version of the Build Back Better plan. And it's pretty sad that we got to call it a reduced version. They're billing this thing as a more fiscally responsible spending package. The Build Back Better plan was a multi-trillion dollar plan that was introduced, and it kept getting knocked down. And then finally, they came out with this thing, changed the name to Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, put a $485 billion price tag on it. That's the new spending that this thing is going to create, new government spending. But they're saying, oh, no, it's going to decrease the deficit over the long term. Proponents are arguing that it has offsets in there of like $790 billion over time, basically cuts and closing loopholes and all the money that the green new economy is going to generate and all that garbage, right? So they're billing it as it's going to bring the deficit down. And that, oh, don't worry, no new taxes for you. If you make under $400,000, you're going to be just fine. You're not going to pay any taxes. Do you believe that? I don't believe it. These are the same people that brought you, remember, inflation is just transitory. Don't worry, it's just transitory. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, you know, wear your mask to get COVID, to stop COVID, all that nonsense. I could sit here all day with the nonsense they've brought us in the past couple of years, really the past couple of decades. Do you think that these people are, first of all, are they being honest? Second of all, even if they weren't just lying to us straight up, they're probably massively incompetent. So this is going to be a massive spending plan. And I told you this about the Build Back Better plan a long time ago. It's not actually the price tag that matters as much, although $485 billion matters. It's pretty sad that we say, oh, $485 billion isn't that big of a deal. When back in 2008, 2009, great financial crisis, it was a big deal to bail out companies in the tune of, what was it, $600 billion or whatever it was at the time. Now it's just, let's spend trillions here, trillions there. It doesn't matter. So $485 billion, I guess, seems small nowadays. But I think this is going to be very inflationary, and it's not the price tag of this thing. They'd be happy if it was the $1, quite frankly, $1 Inflation Reduction Act, because it's all the non-monetary things that are in there. They want to transition us to this unicorn running on pixie dust economy, and it's going to be very, very expensive for everyone. We're going from a higher concentration of energy, which is fossil fuels, to something that's lower in concentration, lower bang for your buck, shall we say, when it comes to wind and solar and all the other things they're coming up with. But we shall see. It'll probably pass Saturday. By the time we come back Monday, I think this thing will be passed in the Senate. So we'll see what happens. See if any Republican rhinos come on board. It wouldn't surprise me. Speaking of Monday, as I mentioned, Carrie Lake will be on the program. Talk about her winning the GOP nomination for Arizona governor and what's next. She won big, and quite frankly, the Trump-endorsed candidates had a huge win this week, straight on the ticket. This was a major blow to outgoing Governor Ducey, and quite frankly, I think this signifies pretty much the end of his influence in this state when it comes to statewide politics. Got wiped away. It's a good day for Trump on Tuesday. It was a bad day for Governor Ducey. I'll break down all the races coming up here in just a little bit and where it stands as of right now. There's only a couple undecided things in the legislature at this point. But the bottom line is this. Arizona's going to go a lot. It's going to expand its Republican control in the legislature coming up by several seats. Also, in the race for Congress, right now, There's more Democrats, obviously. I think you're going to see that flip. You're going to see either 5-4 Republican delegation over the Democrats, possibly 6-3 coming up. So I think you're going to see a big change. I'll break it all down for you in just a little bit, though, because I've got all the stats and the details and also some of my predictions coming up here in this election. Speaking of elections, Pinal County, serious election woes down there. That's actually now led to a resignation of an election official. Get this. So what happened? Election day, Tuesday, people show up at the polling places, and there's not a lot that show up anymore. Typically, people are mailing in their ballots. Something like 90% of the state gets mail-in ballots. But apparently, there was a lot more that showed up than they expected, and they could have done something very simple to accommodate all this, which was print more ballots, make sure you have ballots in hand. They ran out of paper ballots in Pinal County at least, they're getting reports of about 20 polling locations, just ran out of ballots. So people are like, oh, okay, what do I do here? And they're like, well, here, take this card and come back later. You know, I don't know what this card was, cut the line or something, get a free coffee. I have no idea. A major screw up. In fact, that's what one of the Pinal County election or officials admitted. They said it was a quote major screw up in the election. And now Pinal County's election director, David Frisk, is, according to a press release that came out today, is quote no longer employed with the county elections office. Guess he resigned. Guess that's what happens when you forget to hit print on the printer or however the heck they create these ballots and get enough ballots so people can actually vote. Let's see, this week also, and if you got any comments, remember, keep those coming anytime. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Speaker Nancy Pelosi stopped in Taiwan. What a mess this was, watching this whole fiasco. And we got to be tough with China, obviously, but I don't know if this is the route I'd want to go with spending Speaker Pelosi. I don't know if I'd want to go to war over Pelosi. I'm glad she got out okay. I'm glad nothing happened because, man, what a mess. But, you know, you got this, all the issues with her family, her husband, what, you know, maybe this is, I don't know, was this distraction? You got her husband who got the DUI charge or whatever and was, you know, was supposed to show up in court. I think his lawyer showed up in court this week. Now you've got the Chinese threatening the U.S. and Taiwan. They were splashing down missiles and rockets and stuff throughout the sea around Taiwan. It's a real mess. It reminds me really of, if you look back in history, where the world was leading up to 1939, leading up to the outbreak of World War II in September of 1939, but it was building up for years before that. So I hope it de-escalates because do we really need a world war? Do we need World War III ever? No. Do we need it right now? Absolutely not. Speaking of World War II, this week was also kind of sad with, it was very sad actually, with Navajo code talker Samuel Sandoval dies at the age of 98. Obviously sad when anyone passes away, but very sad when we lose that direct connection with the folks who fought in World War II, and there's so few left now. And I've talked about this in the past when you have four generations, people have lose that direct connection and they forget their past or their history, or they may know the history, but you're not talking to the person anymore. You know, I grew up talking to family members who fought in World War II. And so few are left now. In fact, there's only three Navajo code talkers that remain. So our thoughts and prayers to Samuel Sandoval's family, died at the age of 98. Another big issue this week was WNBA star Griner was sentenced to, Brittany Griner, was sentenced to nine and a half years in a Russian penal colony, a Russian prison, like a work camp sentence. And it's sad to watch these things when, I mean, in Russia, it's, you're sitting behind bars and it's, their court systems are not, and ours aren't perfect, but man, theirs are, still looks like the Soviet Union. President Joe Biden called Griner's prison sentence, quote, unacceptable and called for immediate release. I'm sure they're listening to Biden, right? It's, quote, it's unacceptable, and I call on Russia to release her immediately so she can be with her wife, loved ones, friends, and teammates, Biden wrote in a statement. Quote, my administration will continue to work tirelessly and pursue every possible avenue to bring Brittany and Paul Whelan home safely as soon as possible. So anyway, like I said, the Russian court found Brittany Griner guilty of drug charges and sentenced her to the 9 years in prison. Court also fined Griner 1 million rubles, which is like, I don't know, just shy of $17,000. There's wheeling and dealing going on right now behind the scenes, and Russia says that they want to do some kind of negotiation out of the camera light, basically, is what I was reading in several different articles. There's talk of prisoner exchanges for Griner and possibly international arms smuggler Victor Bout, who traded arms to all sides in every conflict, sitting in a U.S. jail, and Russia wants him back and out of there, so presumably he can probably trade more arms. All right, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send me an email. If you're looking for something to do, go to my friends at Timberline Firearms and Training. You should go there and get, you know, the proper training when it comes to firearms. They're the absolute best. They have their indoor shooting range too, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. They've got some great programs coming up. Write down this number and give them a call, 928-526-7900. Sign up for one of their many classes. August, let me make sure we're not reading ones that are gone already. We've got August 13th coming up, Modern Sporting Rifle AR-15. August 14th, Intermediate Handgun Training. August 16th and 17th, Intro to Handguns. August 20th, Arizona Concealed Carry Class. That's a big, important one. August 21st, Advanced Handgun Training. Give them a call right now. Book a training class with them. A training course with them. I've done it before, and make sure you're proficient when it comes to your Second Amendment rights, your firearms, and they'll take you to a whole new level as well. Call them up though, because these things fill up pretty fast. Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. Or like I said, take a quick trip just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Comments, love to hear from you. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. If you're looking for a home for lease in the Flagstaff area, check out flagstafforlease.com. That's Flagstaff, the number 4, lease.com. Go to the website, check out our 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes available throughout the Flagstaff area. Or give a call right now at 928-526-7909. That's 928-526-7909 for homes available throughout the Flagstaff area. Flagstafforlease.com is an equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup.
All right, and I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email anytime, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. I got two more here for you. One, they're both kind of, well, one of them's boneheaded, and one of them's a sign of the times when it comes to the LGBT push, the transgender push, I should say, when it comes to our public schools, something that happened in Oklahoma. Plus, I'm going to break down the election results, the primary, and where we stand on all that, and some predictions coming up. And don't forget, we got Kerry Lake coming on the program Monday during the 4 o'clock hour, so tune in for that. Boneheaded move of the week, really boneheaded move of, this has been building for years. It's this push to reduce fertilizer. Look, I'm all for the organic movement and for eating right and eating healthy. I have no problems with that, but we make no bones about it. The fertilizer and the use of, petrochemicals, things like that. Okay. There can be some things negative to that, obviously pollution and so on and so forth. I think we can all admit to that, but there's no doubting the increase in yield and how we've been able to feed an ever-growing larger, I think, did the population just break 8 billion, something like that? And there was people saying when we got to 2 billion, 3 billion, 4 billion, that people are going to be starving any minute now, right? No, but it's been able to keep up because it was so mechanized, and there's such modern agricultural practices that happen that it's able to feed a huge population, feed the world. But now they're pushing to reduce fertilizer and just go green. Just go green and that's it. And what was that island country that did that recently? Now I'm forgetting the name of the country. They told the farmers to go green. People started starving. They went and stormed the Capitol and burned everything down. This is going to happen more and more if they just say, stop using fertilizer or stop using fuel to fuel your tractors, whatever the case may be. We're going to see people starve in this world. Now, the Netherlands, which is the second largest agricultural export in the world after the United States, they're reducing fertilizer use, and there's strikes happening right now. There's protests happening, and I think this is going to lead to some shortages, probably not here in the U.S., but around the world, countries that rely on importing farm products and grains and so on and so forth. People could really starve. So they're reducing fertilizer to meet EU environmental standards. They want less nitrogen in the ground and less pollution and all that. The problem is they don't have a real good plan to increase the yield. They just say, oh, just go organic. Just stop using it as much. This is a government, the Netherlands, that in 2020, they ordered the national speed limit down to 100 kilometers per hour. This is, remember back in the day they did this here in the U.S. They said, don't drive over 55. Plus, livestock nationwide is also, they're saying, has to be reduced by 30% to reduce nitrogen pollution. It's a green move, and it's this, you know, they want to feed insects kind of thing, and it's boneheaded. Well, they got followers now. Apparently, Ireland and Canada are going to follow the Netherlands in reducing the use of fertilizer as soon as possible, and we'll see what happens. I hope these people don't force a worldwide famine and starvation with their own stupidity. They've done it before, right? All right, I'd love to hear from you. Send an email. I got to get to this one with the Oklahoma Public Schools and the biological sex affidavits in just a little bit. I'm a little short on time in this segment, but we will get to that. Don't worry. And I'd love to hear from you. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. If you're looking to refinance your home, or if you're looking to buy a new home, you're probably going to need a loan, right? And why don't you work with someone who really knows her stuff. She's the girl who gets it done. She's backed by the power of Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender. She's got the experience right here in the area, and she knows how to find the best loan for your situation. I know because I worked with her. I actually did a refinance with her on an investment property. She does those. Also does, like I said, your primary home, your residence, second homes, anything like that, whether you're purchasing or refinancing. Give Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans a call. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She'll help you out just like she helped me out. 928-310-6458. 928-310-6458. That's 928-310-6458. Give Kim Dawson a call right now. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087, BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. A lot more to come. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in a few.
To the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
I forgot to mention this earlier. Olivia and I will be at the Coconino County Victory Field Office Grand Opening Saturday, August 6th. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I hope you'll join us. We will definitely be there from 11 a.m. till noon. We'll try to stay a little bit longer if we can, but get on out there early. This is in Flagstaff. So the state party and the local folks they've opened up an office to cover Coconino County and to cover, big chunk of northern Arizona in the upcoming election. So this is at 2501 North 4th Street, 2501 North 4th Street in East Flagstaff. The 4th Street Professional Building right there. Just go on into, there's a big lobby there, and a bunch of us will be out there, including myself and Olivia. Again, this Saturday, August 6th, from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m., I'll be out there with Olivia by 11 a.m. So come on by, say hello. I think they'll have some drinks and some snacks and stuff like that, and I'd love to shake your hand and chat with you and meet up with you. That'd be really cool, so love to get out there. Again, Saturday, August 6th, Coconino County Victory Field Office Grand Opening, 2501 North 4th Street. Hey, comments, love to hear from you. Olivia will be in for the next segment to share a few of your comments, plus our big giveaway and a couple of tickets to see Alice Cooper in the Prescott area coming up here in October. So she'll give you all the details, plus read quite a few of your comments. We'll see what we can get through. If you want to send me a comment, though, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And maybe you want to comment on this one. And it's sad that we even have to deal with this and do things like biological sex affidavits. Could you imagine having to do that back in the day? I mean, not that long ago, this wasn't an issue. This is an article from the Daily Wire. Oklahoma public schools require student athletes to sign a, quote, biological sex affidavit. Student athletes competing in Oklahoma public school sports teams must now complete a biological sex affidavit to determine whether they're eligible to play on the team, you know, that they're supposed to play on. The requirement comes after Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt signed the, quote, Save Women's Sports Act into law last March, which designates sports teams to be based on athletes' biological sex. Imagine that. The requirement applies from kindergarten through college. Like I said, it's a shame that we even have to do this. Problems and things we didn't even have to deal with when we were in school or even, just a few years ago. Here's a quote from Governor Stitt. When it comes to sports and athletes, girls should compete against girls. And boys should compete against boys. And let's be very clear, that's all this is about. That's all this bill says. I mean, it's pretty clear to me. I'd love to hear what you say, though. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And, you know, this all stems from remember this one swimmer that was this trans swimmer that was born a boy and transitioned through whatever means you transition at nowadays, and was competing with the women and was breaking record after record. And think about it. The girls that were coming in second place were probably sitting up there. I would think most of them thinking, wow, if this person who was born a boy and is now saying, I'm a girl and I've transitioned, if that person wasn't competing, I'd be up there in first place. There's a reason why we have men's and women's sports teams. There is. I mean, if you want to have a trans team, have a trans team. I don't know. Do what you want, I guess. You know, but look, come on. Look, I'm going to say something that may offend a couple people out there, probably not you listening. But men typically, not always, not exclusively, I'm sure I'll get a hate email on this, but typically men and boys, you know, the males are usually bigger, usually stronger. Not always. I know there's some girls out there that could kick my ass, and they probably want to do so right now just by saying that. But the reality is there's a reason why we have two categories and why we don't want men, boys, those born biologically male, to compete in the female category. It sets the whole thing back. I mean, come on. Do we have to really fight for this? I guess so. So the Save the Women's Sports Act, I think Arizona passed something like this or tried to. I'll try to get the details on that as well. Okay, the jobs numbers came out from CNBC. I have the CNBC report up here. U.S. Economy added many more jobs than expected, according to CNBC. Looking at these numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics on CNBC shows that there was a big jump in jobs, especially in the leisure and hospitality category. 96,000 jobs increased. Professional business services increased by 89,000. Healthcare went up 70,000. Government jobs, which this to me is depressing because a government job is just, look, if you work in a, don't get me wrong, there's people that keep our water running, to pick up the trash, our law enforcement, all of that. It's generally the paper pushers, a lot of these DC cubicles and all that. There's great people out there working for the Forest Service, keeping our forests healthy and trying to fight forest fires. So we shouldn't have government jobs at all. I'm just saying, do we really need to be growing a lot of government jobs? And sadly, we did 57,000. There's a need for some, but there's a lot that there is. And even you talk to people in government, they're like, yeah, they can tell you so many positions that should be gone. Construction went up 32,000, which is surprising because construction is taking a little bit of a hit recently and new home starts have gone down. Manufacturing up 30,000. Social assistance up 27,000. Retail trade up 22,000. Transportation and warehousing up 21,000. Information up 13,000 jobs. Financial activities up 13,000. And mining was up 7,000. So that's good. So the debate continues on as to whether or not we're in a recession. I say we're in a recession. The technical, I guess they like to change the definitions nowadays. The Build Back Better plan becomes the Inflation Reduction Act. an inflationary bill becomes inflationary. A recession is no longer a recession because they say so, because the job numbers are up. But I just wonder how many, we've had the labor rapture where so many people disappeared from the workforce. And I don't know if they're getting government assistance or they're just independently wealthy or they're living under bridges. I have no idea what's going on, but there's still just a huge demand for employment. I think that's slowly changing. Walmart this week announced layoffs. I think you're going to see more and more of that, and this market will probably change. But by all technical definitions, we're in a recession. Two quarters of negative GDP growth equals a recession. And we've had two quarters of negative economic growth, two quarters in a row. But these job numbers, those, I guess for some people, paint a different picture. I just think that there was the labor rapture. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Desert Gold Exchange is a great company that I've worked with for purchasing of precious metals, gold. They deal in gold and silver exclusively. I recently ordered a little bit of silver. Silver took a dip and now it's come back up a little bit. I've always liked to have for decades now a little bit of gold and silver, well secured and guarded. I mean, people should have a little bit of, let me rephrase this. I don't give financial advice. I like to have a little bit of physical gold and silver because I think the government's monetary policy is insane. And this thing, the dam's going to break on this thing eventually. So wouldn't you want to have a little bit? Call Justin at Desert Gold Exchange. He'll talk to you about buying gold, silver, precious metals. Talk to you about IRAs. He can get you physical gold and silver delivered, usually 48 to 72 hours, something like that. He'll give you a really good price as well because they keep their overhead really low. It's a family company. You'll talk to Justin, his family, his team members, and they'll be able to help you out. They keep the expenses down. They pass those savings right on to you. Give Justin at Desert Gold Exchange a call right now. 888-852-4343. That's 888-852-4343. Mention the show. Mention the Jeff Horvitz show. And Justin will send you up a free investor's kit so you can learn more and educate yourself when it comes to gold and silver. Here's the number one more time. 888-852-4343. All right, a lot more to come. Olivia is going to be by. We'll go over some of your comments and our big giveaway for Alice Cooper. Hang tight. Your house needs gutter helmet. Installing over your existing gutters allows for water to flow freely. This is Jeff Horvitz for Gutter Helmet. For over 40 years, Gutter Helmet has been the proven solution to protect homeowners from dangerous ladders. Let Gutter Helmet protect you today and for years to come with their triple lifetime warranty. Seniors, military, and first responders get the biggest discounts. For a limited time, you can save up to 30%. Call Gutter Helmet today at 928-318-6555. If you are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, basically any podcast provider out there, look up the Jeff Horvitz Show and subscribe. It is free and you can listen anytime. You can listen back to my interviews, listen back to entire shows. Look up the Jeff Horvitz Show, Horvitz spelled O-R-A-V as in Victor, I-T-S, the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. Subscribe and share, and I really do appreciate everyone who's done that recently.
Listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, welcome back. Jeff Horvitz here with Olivia, who joins me to go over some comments and some other stuff.
To your fancy new music.
Fancy pants, yeah. Change it up once in a while. Yeah, good stuff. Got some of your comments coming up and our big giveaway, and Olivia and I will also be out at the Coconino County Republicans office, that grand opening on Saturday. I'll give you details on that in just a second. I want to tell you about Sun State Tech, and cybersecurity is a huge issue. And, you know, you need someone in your corner who knows how to make sure your business, or if you're a municipality, make sure that keeps running smoothly and that cybersecurity issues are addressed. And since 2007, Sun State Tech has been helping Arizona businesses and municipalities operate quickly and safely. They handle cybersecurity. They handle managed IT services, voice over IP, and more. Do yourself a favor right now. Visit sunstatetech.com. learn more, and you can also take advantage of their free, no obligation technology risk assessment. Let the experts at SunState Tech keep your company safe and moving faster than the competition. Visit sunstatetech.com today. Yeah, we'll be out there Saturday, 11 to 1. We'll be there 11 to noon at least. We'll probably stay longer, but I think people should get there early. There's going to be snacks and drinks.
Snacks.
I know Dr. Kelly Ward is supposed to be there, the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party. Olivia and I will be there. It's at 2501 North 4th Street in Flagstaff. Again, 11 to 1. Look forward to it. We want to meet some people. Say hi.
Well, we can't guarantee who will be there, but There will be lots of people.
I was hoping some of the candidates who just made it through the primary were going to be there, but I haven't. Maybe there will be. They just haven't given me a lot of notice on that. But Olivia and I will be there. I think Dr. Kelly Ward will be there. Other folks will be there as well who want to try to save the country from lunacy. You got some comments?
During this week. This is from James. Reading in the Arizona Daily Sun this morning, only 24% of eligible voters thought it was important enough to get out and vote. And you don't even have to get out. It couldn't be easier to have a say in what government decides, especially at local level where it has the most influence on day-to-day life.
James, yeah, isn't it sad? It's like you don't even have to leave to vote anymore. And what did he say, 24% they were reporting actually voted? The turnout?
Yeah, like thought it was important.
Yeah. So you send out 90% of the registered voters are getting early ballots in the mail like 4 weeks before the actual election. And it has an envelope that has it's paid for, the postage, has a return address on there. All you got to do is actually vote, walk out to your mailbox, stick it up, or go drop it off at one of the centers, whatever. But really, if you're one of the 75% that didn't vote, you know, that's, here's the thing though, is I'm not a big, we got to have a high voter turnout. I would rather have an intelligent, well-informed voter turnout than just everybody filling in circles. So part of me is like, yeah, more people should vote. And I wish it was higher than 24%. But then also part of me, Olivia, is like, I don't know. Do we want uninformed voters voting?
Yeah, but it's also like, why do you think everything's so screwed up? It's because nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah, or they vote in candidates that are ridiculous.
Or they just choose a name.
I'll talk about one of those candidates next hour. Look, I'm very happy with a lot of the candidates that made it through. And like I said, we'll have Carrie Lake, who is now declared winner. She won this thing for the governor for Republican nomination, faced Katie Hobbs. She's going to be on the program Monday. But speaking of uninformed voters, and I hate to hit on you here if you voted for him. Maybe you didn't remember, but Tom Horn.
I know, seriously?
Seriously? I mean, I guess nothing's guaranteed, but I would bet real money, and I'm not betting any money, but I would if I could. I still have a dollar here somewhere. I bet he's going to lose this election huge. The Democrats are just waiting for him to get through. So anyway, that's an uninformed election decision. I'll tell you about it in the second hour of the show as we go over all the election results. You got another one?
Yeah, this is from Robert. Thank you for the great coverage of the primary candidates with their interviews. It's sometimes hard to get good info on these local races here in Flagstaff. By the way, I've been listening to your show often since 2014 when I moved to this area. I've been an Alice Cooper fan for many years, though I never got the chance to see him in person.
Robert, thank you for that. And speaking of Alice Cooper, and thank you for, yeah, we try to cover these as best as possible. The Flagstaff mayor's race is a little bit of a question mark, but I'm pretty certain that it is Becky Daggett and Paul Deasy who made it through. Becky Daggett, definitely. There was still quite a few thousand uncounted votes out there, but, you know, only a percentage of them are going to be from the city limits. And I don't see it as enough to change it. It would have to break so heavily for Daniel Williamson for that to change the actual result. But we'll keep an eye on that. But Alice Cooper, tell us about that, Olivia.
Yeah, so that's for our giveaway. You have to go to talkwithjeff.com to enter. It's super easy. It's a pair of tickets. I do not remember the date because my computer failed. But
did that thing fail again?
Yeah. It's just like everything will break.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought a refurbished computer.
Maybe you shouldn't have.
It's an old MacBook, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we saved a couple hundred bucks, but what good is it if it freezes up. So
it just likes to be difficult.
Yeah. I'll pull up your comments over here then so you can actually continue on with that.
Thank you.
I do have the date. So here's what we've got. One pair of concert tickets for Alice Cooper live at the Finley Center in Prescott. It's on, I think, Prescott Valley, actually. Is it Prescott or Prescott? I'm pretty sure that's in Prescott Valley, Finley Center. That's on October 6th. October 6th. But you got to go to the website, though.
Talkwithjeff.com under sponsors and giveaways. It couldn't be easier. Just scroll to the bottom and enter, and hopefully you win.
We make it really, really easy. Talkwithjeff.com, sponsors and giveaways. Then you just got to enter your name, your email, and a comment, and then we'll enter you in. We'll draw the winners on next winner. We'll draw the winner on next Thursday's show. You got to get this in by Wednesday of next week, though. Give me another comment here, Olivia.
One from Ray. Daily listener for the past 6 years, keep up the good fight. Haven't seen Alice Cooper since October 1986 in Detroit.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I think I want to go to this one, too. Olivia didn't know who Alice Cooper was.
We're going to decide to, like, withdraw the contest and just steal the tickets.
I may have more tickets after this one, but don't count on that. Cool. Thank you for listening for the past 6 years. That's how long we've been going at this, so I really appreciate it. Do we have time for more?
Yeah, let's do one more. This is, I think, regarding voting. Richard from Indian Wells. Like you, I stayed up late because I wanted results. What is disgusting is we never get results as fast as we used to when the mule delivered mail. They said that technology improves and delivers fast. What a lie. Navajo Nation radio station stopped reporting at 10 p.m. our time with 25 chapters still outstanding. And I couldn't get the Navajo Nation president and council results until this morning, and the Arizona superintendent of education results until you reported it. I'm disappointed with some results, but happy Carrie Lake is doing great.
Yeah, Carrie Lake won this thing, and like I said, she'll be on the program on Monday. The Navajo Nation, and I lost this one. I had this one on yesterday's program. President Nez advanced in the primary. There was a bunch of people that were actually running in this race. I think there were 12 plus candidates that ran in the Navajo Nation primary. Voters picked Nez and Nygren for the Navajo Nation president general election that's coming up in November. 17,000 votes to about 13,000 votes for the second place finisher. So we'll follow that one as well. Okay, should we do more or save them for the next hour?
We can do the next hour.
Okay, we'll save those. And if you're sticking around for hour two of the program, We look forward to going over the election results. I'm going to take a lot of time. And if you miss this one, if you're checking out for the weekend or whatever the case may be, sometimes this show gets replayed on our weekend shows on the Big Talker. Are you handing me some money?
Thanks. Oh, no, that's mine. I was just displaying it.
Sometimes this gets replayed on the weekend, but you can catch the show by looking up the Jeff Horvitz Show podcast, because the second hour, I'm going to break down all the races and who won and how they got there, where I think this thing is going, where I see Arizona's congressional delegation going, the Arizona legislature as far as control of that as well. So I hope you'll stick around for that second hour or listen to it on the podcast. And don't forget, tomorrow or Saturday at 11 a.m., 2501 North 4th Street, and the Republicans' new office for Northern Arizona. Olivia and I will be out there. We'd love to meet you, so please go on out there. And don't forget to go to our giveaway, talkwithjeff.com. Click on sponsors and giveaways. And sign up for the pair of tickets. All right, hang tight. Back in a few.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
All right, hour two of the Weekly Roundup. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be here with you and would love to hear your comments. And speaking of comments, Olivia will be back by at the end of this, at the last segment of the show, of the week, really, with some more of your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. If you missed the first hour of my weekly roundup, you can get it from the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast. Go to talkwithjeff.com or look up the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. Horvitz is spelled O-R-A-V as in Victor, I-T-S, the Jeff Horvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. subscribe and please leave a comment as well and do it, the ranking or the rating there as well, and send it to one of your friends or your family members and share that. Last hour I did a bunch of news picks, my top news picks for the week, including Carrie Lake, now the winner in the gubernatorial election. Got into a lot of other topics as well, so go catch up on that and listen to the podcast if you missed it. I want to hit on an Arizona primary wrap-up here. Pretty much everything has been decided now. Bottom line, Trump is the big winner. Ducey is the big loser, even though he wasn't running. Governor Ducey was termed out, couldn't run for governor again, and decided not to run for any other offices. But he did weigh in on this primary election. And he weighed in behind Karen Taylor Robeson. And Karen Taylor Robeson lost. As you know now, Carrie Lake is the nominee to face off against Katie Hobbs, Democrat Katie Hobbs. We will have Carrie Lake on the program Monday during the 4 o'clock hour. So please, please, please tune in. And if you have any questions for Carrie Lake, she's always gracious with her time. She's been on this program a lot. And if you have a comment or a question you'd like me to share with her, I will consider throwing it in the pile of questions I have for her as to how she's going to face off and beat Katie Hobbs and what she plans on doing as governor. We'll have a good discussion on Monday. Email me, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. But yeah, Trump's a big winner. Ducey is a big loser. And quite frankly, Tom Horn, who won the nomination for Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, all but guarantees the Dems will continue to control our education. I'll give you the details on that in just a second. If I get my words out. The legislature is slated to go deeper red in Arizona. I think they're going to expand Republican control in the Arizona legislature coming up here in November. And then Tom O'Halloran, he's on his way out, in my opinion. The GOP, there's a GOP majority delegation coming to Arizona. I'll tell you why here in just a second. Sponsors, Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona. You've heard me talk about Gutter Helmet for a long time. If you're tired of cleaning out those gutters, you're tired of going up ladders and cleaning out those gutters from the pine needles and all the debris, then call Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona, 928-318-6555. Gutter Helmet's the number one gutter company, gutter protection company in the world. Gutter Helmet is a company that has 40 years of experience. They have a lifetime warranty, and they have a multi-patented reverse curve that'll deflect all those pine needles so you don't have to scoop them out anymore. You don't have ice damming and all those problems in your gutters and water leaking all over the place. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now. Mention the Jeff Orbit Show, you can save up to 30%. And if you're a senior, if you're military, if you're a first responder, there's additional discounts available as well. Call or text Carl, the Gutter Helmet man, right now, 928-318-6555. That's 928-318-6555. Or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. Okay, let's start off with the statewide races. As I said, Carrie Lake won the GOP governor nomination. Ducey and former Vice President Pence strongly supported Karen Taylor Robeson. It was the closest contest of the night, but in the end, the Trump endorsed, and quite frankly, I endorsed Carrie Lake as well. She took the nomination. This was despite going up against Robeson's deep pockets. I went over those numbers earlier in the week. Robeson spent over $18 million to Carrie Lake's approximately $3.5 million. Carrie Lake was outspent like 5-1. On this race, if not more. Robeson spent a lot of her war chest pointing out that Lake supported a Democrat back in 2008, that she gave money. She came on the program. Carrie Lake came on the program. We talked about this. I asked her specifically, and she said, I gave like $350 to Obama in 08. I was a Democrat, and she's clearly not anymore. Have you heard what she's been saying? Why say those things, you know? I guess there's a chance everyone's full of crap in the end, and you never know with politicians, but I don't think so. I don't sense that with her. I think she had a changing. But here's the problem. The voters caught on to Robeson. Robeson was sitting there in a glass house throwing rocks at Carrie Lake. You gave to a Democrat. You gave to Democrats. You gave to Democrats. Fake Lake. All that stuff, right? Then it turns out Robeson gave to a bunch of Democrats far in closer recent history than Carrie Lake did. So the voters caught on, quite frankly, and Robeson was throwing a bunch of rocks. She was in a glass house. The glass house got shattered. That's what happened with this race. Now, Lake's going to go on to face Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, who won handily by about 75% over her two challengers. The other, here's some more other big statewide races. Abe Hamaday won the GOP Attorney General nomination. He'll be on the program, by the way, next Wednesday, most likely during the 4 o'clock hour. So mark that one on your calendars as well. He's a newcomer to politics. This was a decisive win for him. The closest candidates that he went up against was, and it was a crowded field, was Rodney Glassman. I think Abe won by about 10 points. So a landslide, we consider a landslide at 10 points. He was outspent by a whole bunch of people in this field. He was a Trump endorsement as well. And now he's going to go up against Democrat Chris Mays, who was unchallenged in the primary. Another one here. Secretary of State Mark Fincham won the GOP Secretary of State nomination, handily won this one. It was one of the bigger wins of the night for the Republicans. He served in the Arizona legislature for the past 8 years. He has been one of the most outspoken proponents of election reform and one of the biggest outspoken critics of who he's going to square off against, which is Democrat primary winner, Adrian Fontes. He's the former Maricopa County recorder, and he was intimately involved in the 2020 election. So Mark Fincham's going to square off against Adrian Fontes. This will be a good one. We'll get Mark back on the program within the next couple of weeks. And then a big really question mark. I'm shaking my head. I take some fault to this. I didn't think I had to spend a lot of time pointing out the problems of Tom Horn, who Tom Horn easily won the GOP nomination for superintendent of public instruction. And I'm just convinced that this is the biggest, you got to be kidding me, race of the night. 77-year-old Tom Horn, he beat out political newcomer, mom, and quite frankly, someone who I think would, I endorsed her hardcore and tried to get her in there. Someone who would have really made a difference in this position for our education, for our kids, Shiri Sapir. Beat her out. Also beat out Udall as well. Clearly, the voters just forgot what happened 8 years ago. I mean, he's a career politician. He was ousted from the top legal position in Arizona. He was the attorney general up until 2014 when current attorney general Mark Brnovich challenged him and beat him in the Republican primary. I remember because I endorsed Brnovich over the sitting attorney general. The FBI was trailing him over some campaign issues in a parking garage in Phoenix. He backed into a car. There was a hit-and-run issue. And then there was allegations of a sex scandal with a staffer. I mean, it's that. It's bad. There's all kinds of baggage here. So voters obviously forgot about town. And someone would be saying, well, don't point this out. We want him over the Democrat. And I guess so. I don't know. I just think it's going to be a waste of breath because I can mention this stuff now and people might be like, oh, you're bringing it up. Don't remind them. The Democrats know this. The Democrats are not going to forget Horn's past transgressions. And the Democrat incumbent, Kathy Hoffman, who didn't even have a challenger, she's anything's possible, but I suspect she's going to win this in a big way. This is going to be a hard race for anybody to justify Tom Horn getting in that position. And Kathy Hoffman, you know, she's a union-backed, she doesn't want school choice. She's everything opposite of what I want. And it's so disappointing that this race actually happened and that Tom Horn's the nominee, because I think it's all but a guaranteed loss going forward. All right, other races statewide. Current treasurer incumbent Kimberly Yee easily won the Republican nomination. She's going to face off against Democrat Martin Quesada, who was unchallenged as well. Kevin Thompson and Nick Myers ran as a team for the Corporation Commission office. They won the two spots for the GOP nomination. They're going to go up against Democrats Sandra Kennedy and Lauren Kuby. This should be Kevin's and Nick's, and we'll get them back on the program as well, race to lose. But make no bones about it. Democrats put a lot into this because you can change Arizona's energy policy through the Arizona Corporation Commission. And Sandra Kennedy and Lauren Kuby, they would love to go Green New Deal in this state. The other one here for the statewide race is Republican Paul Marsh was unopposed as mine inspector, and he doesn't even face a challenger in November. So he will be the mine inspector. So you can sleep well at night, I guess. I mean, I should talk to him sometime. I should get him on, because what does the mine inspector do? I mean, obviously inspects the mines, but it's got to be more than that. So we'll work on doing that. Love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those in anytime. The Arizona Congressional delegation, I think, is going to go a majority GOP. This is some really good news that came out of redistricting. So you have Democrat Tom O'Halloran. He's my representative. Never seen him. I've never seen him in the district. I don't think most of you. This guy's like a unicorn. He's most likely on his way out because Arizona's sprawling new Republican-leaning, the new district that was drawn, it's a Republican-leaning district. It's CD2, and it's huge, but it leans Republican by like 9 or 10 points. So this should be the Republicans to win, hands down, at this point. So Eli Crane won the Republican nomination in a very crowded field. He got Trump's endorsement at the last minute. He easily beat out a crowded GOP field, including Representative Walt Blackmun and Williams Mayor John Moore. This was a tough one for me because there's a lot of good people in this race. I'll get Eli Crane back on the program. This is his to lose, so he should be able to win and switch this district from Democrat hands to Republican hands. Republican David Schweikert held off a couple of challengers and now faces Democrat Jevin Hodge in CD1. CD1 is considered a toss-up district, and this one could go either way if Schweikert has some baggage and some issues in his past, to say the least. If this was like Andy Biggs there or someone, it would be pretty much a shoe-in. There's a slight chance the Democrats can take this district, but it should go the way for David Schweikert. So I think this one will remain Republican. Incumbent Democrat Ruben Gallego did not have a challenger. He's going to face off against Republican Jeff Nelson Zink. Gallego is going to easily win this. This is a heavily favored Democrat district. Kelly Cooper won the Republican nomination CD4, but he's not going to beat Democrat Greg Stanton in the heavily favored Democrat district. Congressman Andy Biggs, he was on challenge. He squares off against Democrat Javier Garcia Ramos in CD5. Biggs should easily win this district. Heavily Republican. Juan Ciscomani won the Republican nomination in CD6. Newly drawn district. This is kind of replacing the Ann Kirkpatrick district. You know, Ann Kirkpatrick was representative up here. She carpet bagged down to Southern Arizona. Finally retiring, hopefully gone from politics. Juan Ciscomani won the Republican nomination for CD6. He's going to face off against Democrat Kirsten Engel. Republicans may get a pickup here. This does lean Republican, but it'll be a tough race. For CD7, Democrat Rahul Grijalva, is heavily favored to win in CD7 against Luis Pozzolo. Really no chance for the Republican winning there. Incumbent Republican Debbie Lesko is CD8. No primary challenger, runs unopposed in the general election. Not sure what happened there. That's a shoe-in. Congressman Paul Gosar easily won his CD9 seat. Newly formed, he moved to CD9. This is the western, basically the river district, western part of the state. Very rural, very conservative. He had, I believe, two or three Republican challengers. Every time they put up a challenger against Gosar, they get smacked down. He won this one easily. It was one of the earlier races called that night. So overall, the Republicans should pick up at least two seats and take the Democrat-controlled delegation, I guess you'd say, that's currently at 5-4 and switch it to 5-4 Republican, possibly 6-3. We'll see. We'll see what happens coming up in November. Now, the U.S. Senate control probably runs through Arizona. Political newcomer Blake Masters had a decisive win in a very crowded field. I mean, he beat out, second place was Jim Lehman, businessman Jim Lehman, and coming in third was current Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who for a while, I mean, if you go back a year ago, he was the shoe-in for the Democrat nomination. He came in third place. Masters is going to face off against Democrat Mark Kelly, current senator, finishing his first two-year term. This election is for a six-year term. Mark Kelly was finishing off John McCain's term. So this one is going to be the most expensive, the most watched race in the country. And this could very well control who controls the U.S. Senate, the Republicans or Democrats. Wish we had it this weekend, because as I talked about last hour, Sinema has decided to side with Manchin and do the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, which is the Build Back Better plan, which is an inflationary big spending, big government plan that's going to bring elements of the Green New Deal to this country and cost people a lot of money. Had we had control of the Senate, you know, could have stopped things like this. Let's see. Republicans are expected to expand a majority in Arizona legislature. So they currently have a small one-seat majority in the House of Representatives for the past, I think, two sessions. In the Senate, they have a two-seat majority for the past two sessions. Past session that shrunk last session. It was at a little bit bigger, 17-13 lead, last election cycle. You had a couple of rhinos that held the legislature hostage this legislative session, that ultimately forced the Democrats supported. And you had Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, going over on this one and going with the Democrats and growing our budget from $12 billion to $18 billion in 1 year. Tremendously bloated budget. Speaker Bowers has paid for that, though, because he got beat in a Republican primary for the Senate against David Farnsworth. So Bowers is out, especially after Bowers cited or went to Washington, D.C. and testified before the January 6th committee. He got defeated soundly, so he's gone. Trump ally Senator Wendy Rogers had a decisive win. This was one of the bigger wins in the primary over Senator Kelly Townsend. In the newly drawn and heavily Republican-leaning LD7. I was talking to Senator Rogers last night by text, and we'll get her on in the next few weeks. She's traveling, so we'll get her on, and always look forward to having Senator Rogers on. She should easily win re-election because it's a heavily leaning Republican district. So bottom line here, pretty simple. The rhinos and the GOP establishment power players were utterly, utterly rejected in Arizona. The closest race really was Lake and Karen Taylor Robeson, but Lake took that one out. And all the other races, the Trump-endorsed candidates soundly beat the Ducey and the GOP establishment and former Vice President Pence's endorsements. And their influence, Governor Ducey's influence on the state just slipped Tuesday night. And President Trump picked up a huge win. So now onto the general election. It's going to bring some really large gains, like I said, for the Republicans when it comes to the U.S. House, when it comes to the Arizona legislature. But I don't want you to take anything for granted here. There is some really tough statewide races, especially the governor's race. That's going to be a battle. The attorney general's race is going to be a battle. School board is hopeless for the Republicans. I hate to be like that, but Horn is just, it's a hopeless candidate. I mean, I could be wrong. It could just be such a red wave that people just checkmark Republican without knowing the history. It's possible, but I think that the Democrats know that they got to put everything they can into this race to try to maintain that seat. And Secretary of State's race, that's going to be a tough race as well, and we'll see a battle for the Arizona Corporation Commission as well. And, of course, the U.S. Senate. No cakewalk there. This is going to be a super tight state. Against a guy who portrays himself as the cool guy, every guy against the, you know, big corporations. He's going to fix inflation, although he's voted on so many things in the past 2 years that caused inflation, Senator Mark Kelly. So we'll watch that Masters-Kelly race, and we'll get Blake Masters back on the program as well. Your thoughts? Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. When you call the Blind Brothers, my friends at the Blind Brothers, if you're looking for blind shutters or shades, great thing I like about them is you work directly with them and their 3+ decades of experience, never with subcontractors. And the Blind Brothers lay out all your options, not just the most expensive ones. Right now, when you call the Blind Brothers, mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. It's really important so they know you heard about it here and they know their spots are working, but also you can get half off installation in addition to any other advertised specials. Do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers right now at 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423. Or you can go to theblindbrothers.com. All right. Love your comments. Olivia will be by with some of those comments by email. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Hang tight. Back in just a minute. If you're looking for a home for lease in the Flagstaff area, check out FlagstaffForLease.com. That's Flagstaff, the number 4, lease.com. Go to the website, check out our 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes available throughout the Flagstaff area. Or give a call right now at 928-526-7909. That's 928-526-7909 for homes available throughout the Flagstaff area. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show Weekly Roundup. Be part of the program by calling 877-971-3971.
Welcome back. Jeff Horovitz here with Olivia.
Playing the awesome air guitar.
The air guitar. I think we might have an outtake to put on talkwithjeff.com video of me and Olivia during the break.
We decided that we're going to make our own music.
Our own intro music.
The intro.
Hey, if you're looking for something to... Something fun to do this weekend. Who isn't looking for something the fun to do, right, Olivia? Where would you go?
Sportsman's Bar and Grill.
I mean, besides Hawaii or something like that. Check out Sportsman's Bar and Grill up by the hospital in the Bash's Shopping Center. They don't have their daily specials over the weekend, but they do have happy hour all day, every day. So go check it out for $3 Mexican canned beers. They got $6 32-ounce mug specials. All the TVs on the wall there to watch all the games and listen to some great music and get some great food. Even though you don't have the specials on the weekend, it's well worth it, right, Olivia? Especially their cheesesteak or their Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah, that's
love that
so
thing.
Good. Or the tacos.
Oh, yeah. So next week, don't forget about Taco Tuesday, $3 tacos, excellent tacos. Wing Wednesday.
Half price wings.
And Thursday, they've got the $3 sliders with two toppings. So check it out. Sportsman's Bar and Grill, one of me and Olivia's favorite places up by the hospital in the Bash's Shopping Center in Flagstaff. Speaking of me and Olivia, tomorrow.
If you're
listening back to the podcast, let's be specific. Saturday, August 6th.
At 11 to 1.
Give them all the
at
details.
2501 North 4th Street. There's the Republican meeting. We'll be there. Other people will be there.
It's a grand opening. It's not a meeting. It's not like you have to bring notes or anything.
Meeting?
It's a grand opening.
But it's like a meeting of people.
Oh,
like
I see.
People
yeah.
meet.
A gathering of people.
A gathering. That's
that would
a better
be more,
word.
It is a gathering of people to try to bring sanity back to our country, especially here in Northern Arizona. And try to help these candidates that made it through. As you know, and you're happy about this one, Carrie Lake made it through. And
I didn't want that other one.
I think she was all right. And
no, she wasn't.
No, I mean, she, as a person, she was fine. I mean, and there's a lot of supporters out there of hers that I want them to get on board with Carrie Lake. Now, I would have supported Karen Taylor Robeson in the general. I said this, I was clear when I endorsed Carrie Lake. That if Karen Taylor Robeson made it through, I was going to support her. I just felt she was, and she obviously was because she got Ducey's endorsement. She was in kind of that establishment. I had rhino concerns. That's all I can say. And I wish her the best. I hope everyone will come on board on Carrie Lake's side now and move forward because the real battle is Katie Hobbs. Got to be Katie Hobbs. I mean, she's going to bring things to this state that we don't want to bring in. It's going to be a tough race. So I hope everybody will come out. Monday, Carrie Lake will be on the program. But Olivia and I will be out Saturday from 11 to 1. We'd like to meet you. Well, 11 to 12 for sure. We'll probably stay longer. Come on out by at least 11, though. And Olivia and I would love to meet you. And let's get behind these candidates that made it through.
I'm just imagining Katie Hobbs on the show.
I think I had her on one time, actually. She was nice. I mean, most of these people are you can talk to and have. I don't mind having the conversation. I just fundamentally disagree with a lot of her policies. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You got any comments?
Yeah, we have one from Starla.
Hey, Starla.
Just a note to say thank you for all the local and statewide election coverage. Your preparation and attention to detail are evident. Looking forward to following results online with you this evening. Oh, this was earlier this week.
From Tuesday, yeah.
Sorry, it took us
so long, Starlight, to get to it.
Without your show, it would be difficult to stay informed. It's so refreshing to hear Olivia's intelligent and genuine remarks, a real radio bright spot. Thank you.
you made her day.
Also, the Big Talker advertisers are terrific. We've done business with Timberline Firearms and Training and Diamond Auto Glass.
Okay, great.
Each of these businesses exceeded our customer expectations.
Yeah, Diamond Auto Glass, great company. I've gotten several windshields replaced. Usually when we go on our big road trips, we come back with some kind of problem.
You should have seen the spider web once on the windshield.
Yeah, that was in Washington State, going up the mountains somewhere, and some big truck came by, and it's like a baseball size rock.
Yeah, rock.
I'm surprised we didn't get pulled over the rest of the way, right in the middle of the windshield. Probably should have gotten replaced before we got back to Arizona, but we wanted to go see Stuart over at Diamond Auto Glass. So, Starla, thank you. And we try to cover everything as much as humanly possible. There's so much going on. We do our absolute best. If you ever have a tip or something you're seeing out there that you want to share or that we're not covering, please email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And you're getting some of these from our big giveaway as well. At least last hour, you were reading some of those. I don't know if you have any more left in that or...
I read those already. Okay, already.
Explain our big giveaway, though, because I really want people to have a shot to win these tickets.
So the one from earlier that you definitely want to enter is one winner for a pair of Alice Cooper tickets live at the Finley Center in Prescott, October 6th. Enter only if you know that you can go.
Yes, please. That's really, we hate tickets to sit there. It's just like, I want tickets, and then they sit there. I have some gift cards and stuff I've gotten over the years that are still sitting here that we should probably give away because I didn't go and I took them. Yeah, Alice Cooper, School's Out Forever, Arizona's own Alice Cooper. I think he still lives in Arizona. We should look that up, but he's from Arizona, and he used to have, I don't know if they're still around, those Cooperstown restaurants and stuff. I remember I went to one there for a ball game when the ball games were... Where was that? No, they're still downtown Phoenix. See, it's been a long time. I try to avoid Phoenix, like the plague.
It's like a trap.
Yeah, you don't get out.
Anyways, go to talkwithjeff.com to enter under sponsors and giveaways and just scroll to the bottom.
Speaking of Phoenix, if you are in the Prescott area or you're in the Verde Valley, did you know it's actually a little bit closer to take a quick ride up to Flagstaff if you're looking for a new car or used car? Pre-owned car, Mercedes-Benz of Flagstaff, right behind the Flagstaff Mall in the auto park. Take that scenic ride up the hill. Beat the heat of the valley. Don't go to Phoenix, where, as Olivia said, sometimes you just get trapped and you never get out. And you don't want to be down there. If there was like zombie apocalypse, you want to be out of Phoenix. So come up to Flagstaff.
Phoenix is the last place.
Last place you'd want to be. Yeah. Come up to Flagstaff, Mercedes-Benz of Flagstaff. They will take care of you. And they also have their, if you're looking for a new or pre-owned, they've got... their vehicle locator, where they can find virtually any car anywhere around and usually have them delivered in about 48 hours. So don't suffer the heat. You can come up to Flagstaff, the coolest Mercedes-Benz center around. Come up here and shop local, shop in Northern Arizona at Mercedes-Benz of Flagstaff. So yeah, we've got this giveaway, and this is going to be in Prescott Valley for the two tickets to Alice Cooper. You didn't even know who Alice Cooper was earlier in the week, did you?
No.
That's before your time. And I play a lot of the older music. How did you? You probably knew that song, School's Out.
I mean, I might know the song, yeah. But like...
I picked that school one for my senior. You pick a senior school song.
Yeah.
For school when you graduate, right? And it was overruled. I don't think they could play that song nowadays. Yeah. But Alice Cooper's pretty cool. All right, we've got some, I don't know, what are we doing? Just hanging around this weekend? No big plans or anything? I did go see...
Except for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, well, we got that plan. And maybe some Camp Verde time and enjoy the cooler weather. I guess the monsoons are supposed to continue to kick in and really crank up coming up this upcoming week. So we'll look forward to that. Don't forget, we've got Carrie Lake on Monday. What, you're not going to be around? You'll be around, but then usually pop in the studio just in time. And we've got Abe Hamaday. He's going to be on the show on Wednesday. He's the GOP nominee for Attorney General, so I hope you'll tune in for that. And if you missed my election coverage from the last segment, go to talkwithjeff.com, and you can subscribe to the podcast.
It's free.
It's free. And look up the Jeff Orvitz Show podcast on all your favorite podcast providers. Orvitz is spelled O-R-A. V as in Victor, ITS, the Jeff Orvitz Show on your favorite podcast provider. Share it.
Well, don't get turned into a zombie.
Don't go down to Phoenix and get eaten by the heat. Well, it's a little bit better
or
right
the
now.
Zombies.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody. We appreciate you listening all week. And be safe out there. Tune in Monday, and we'll have Carrie Lake on. We'll see you soon. Take care.